Okay, today's our Tzadik Vav. We're on the bottom of Tzadik Hei Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Brachin in Kerry Norensburg, Lila Nishmat, Moshe Dov, Ben Shaul Pinchas, Shama Shadav and Aliyah. So, on the second to last line on Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, Omar Le Abaya Le Rav Yosef. Abaya says to Rav Yosef. So, we ended off yesterday a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chista about whether or not you say Shahakol or not, or Hagofen, on wine that started to turn sour. Right? So says Rav Yosef, says the Vayitah is, Ha Rav Yehuda, Ha Rav Chista, Mar Kaman Tzvirle. So who you hold like, Revi? You hold like a Bayit? You hold like a Chista? You hold like a Rav Yehuda? What do you say? So Rav Yosef answers, Ana Amalei Masnisa Yadana. I don't know about Machlokas between two Amarayim. I don't know about that. I know there's a Mishnah. I know about a Mishnah. Masnisa Yadana. I know about a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is the Tanya. Not a Mishnah. Brisa. It's actually a Tosefta. I sell you wine, right? But I have a din. I have a chiyuv to be mafresh truma on my wine. So, habodik et hachavis. I check out the barrel to make sure whether or not there's a problem of when I sell you wine, I only have to give truma on wine. So I don't have to give truma on vinegar. So if it's spoiled already, I don't have to give truma. And not only that, forget the sale. Forget the whether it's a good sale or not. We're not talking about the sale. We're talking about the actual, whether or not you're giving truma. So, habodik et hachavis. You check out the barrel. Lihios mafrish aleha truma. You want to be mafrish truma on the barrel. I have 100 barrels. So what am I going to do? Take off 2% from each barrel? That's very, very inconvenient. There's a much better way. Which better way? That barrel will become truma barrel. And every time I sell a barrel or open a barrel, I will mark off that I've now given more of that barrel to be truma. That you can do. Right? It's a much easier way to do it. Right? Instead of, like I said, instead of taking off truma of every single barrel, it's very inconvenient. Guy walks in, I want to buy a barrel. Great, take that one. No problem. All right, now I go over to my truma barrel, and I mark off. I just gave another barrel, so I'm going to give another amount because it's now going to the Kohen. Until you finish off that whole barrel, you call the Kohen, comes to pick up the barrel. Okay? You have to make sure that barrel is wine, not vinegar. Right? So, habodik es achavis, you check out the barrel. Leos mafresh le truma v'holech. And keep on doing this. You can keep on doing this. The Rashbam says something fascinating. The Rashbam says, Tap Rashbam, in order to do this, how do you check the barrel? How do you check? What do you do to check? You stare at it? What do? You taste it. Aren't you tasting tevel? Says the Rashbam, I'm tasting tevel. You didn't mafresh it yet. You're tasting it to see if it's good enough that I can be mafresh it. Right? That's what you're doing. So happy to taste it. It's tevel. So the Rashbam said, yeah, you have to mafresh that also. In other words, if you mafresh a part of that in a different barrel, then you can taste it. That's what the Rashbam says. Tosfos says, no. That's not what you're doing. Look at the top Tosfos. Rabbeinu Shmuel, dochak lefaresh. Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, was pushed to a corner to say, shalokach mimenu mashahu. You take a little bit. Umafresh mimenu truma. You take truma off that little bit. V'acharkach, taimo, and then you taste it. Right? Otherwise, how can you taste it? It's tevel. Says Tosfos, ubechinam dachat. He did that for nothing. That's an unnecessary endeavor. Why? Shahare yachol l'tarmo bereach. You can smell it. You can taste it. Smell it. I havi recha chamra vadai chamra hu. If it smells like wine, it's wine. The ikka vadai chamra derecha. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. The vadai chamra hu, the ikka vadai chamra. Oh, derecha chala. How do you read that? The ikka vadai chamra, derecha chala. Aval chala l'olam lo havi recha chamra. Right. Vinegar will never smell like wine. Wine might smell like vinegar, but vinegar will never smell like wine. Therefore, you don't have to taste it. Now, Tosfos just does concede. He says, wait a minute. We're going to say in a minute, Hatime v'lo akar. You tasted it, there was nothing foul. You tasted it, it was no problem. Hudkikul afarish kein, delo mashma time of bereach. That's Tosfos, but I hear his point. You know why? Because we're going to say in a minute that you tasted it. What does that mean? You smelled it? It's very dochic to say that tasting means smelling. Although it's exactly what Tosfos says. Tasting means smelling. Very dochic to say that. That's what he says. Whereas Rambam's funny because, well, you want to taste it, you got to take off chum on the pot you're going to taste. On the spoonful. Yeah, it's for wine. They taste it. They smell it, right. I understand. So that's easier. You don't have to take off chumah for that. But the problem with that is it's the same in the tasting. Tasting means smelling the aroma. Tosfos says, I agree that that's dochek. But each one's dochek, so he says he sticks with his pshat, and he sticks with his pshat. Okay, all the Rishonim asked, how on earth can you be mafresh chumah on one barrel when you have 100 other barrels? We have a halacha in Masechtas Trumos that you have to... The only time you can give truma from one item to another item is if they're touching. So how can I give truma in my... I have a barrel in my kitchen, and the warehouse is down the block, and every time somebody takes a barrel, I go run to my kitchen to mark off that I'm giving more truma. How could you do that? It's not touching. Right? That's the kasha. There are 5 answers to that kasha. No, you hear the kasha? So, good kasha, no? What? Yeah, good kasha. So Tosfos says that we're talking about it's a case of Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you're in a big rush. The din of touching doesn't apply. Because to make sure to have all the requirements set up right, we're afraid that you were going to just not do it, or you're in a big rush. So Erev Shabbos, the rules didn't apply.
Every time he walks on, has the Erev Shabbos? Every time he walks
This case is talking about a case of Erev Shabbos. How could it be that he didn't have it together? Because it was Erev Shabbos, he didn't have to. That's Tosfos' answer. The Rambam says that that's only the Mechachila. B'di'evet, it's not the end of the world. So that's only the Mechachila. It's the Rambam's pshat. The Tosfos' Rid says the only time you have to do being connected is when it's a Truma Daraisa. Truma Daraisa is a mashahu. One kernel passes the whole kri. So mid-daraisa, he made sure that it was touching somewhere, and now he moved it to the other room. It doesn't have to be touching. I'm giving 2%. That's not daraisa. That's a dindarabana. Dindarabana, there's no issue. That's the Tosfos Rid. The Ramban gives 2 pshatim. One pshat is that that true. You're supposed to be touching. Why are you supposed to be touching? That's a separate din, where it has to be touching. Here, the guy who walked in to buy it was an Amaretz. So I'd rather violate the little tiny Isser, not having them be touching, rather than have an Amaretz eat pebble. But worse. That's the Rabban's first answer. And the Rabban's second answer, also the Ritva says this, that, no, we're probably all thinking this, they're all covered. And if they're all covered, they're considered as if they're touching, which is what all the women do with a big challah. Not that everything's touching, but they're all covered. If they're all in the same bowl. So they're all covered, they're all considered as if they're touching. They're not actually touching, but they're all covered. Okay, they're all right, considered right next to. Touching might be a little extreme. They should be next to each other. Be next to each other.
You had one in the kitchen, one in the
room. That's what you did. That was one answer. That was one shot. That was my thing. What? That was my thing. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be so extreme like that. It could be they were all in the same room, but maybe they were, you know, one was set off to the side. That's going to be the Truma barrel, and everything else is over there. So it was a huge sheet covering all of them, and that's considered okay. It's considered if it's mukaf, even if it's not touching, even if it's not so close by, as long as it's covered.
It's always not mukaf. I prefer vinegar, actually.
No, so the Rashbam points out over here that it's shnei, according to the machlokas we've shown, the machlokas tanoim, if it's shnei minim. If it's shnei minim, you cannot do one on the other min. Yeah, there are button hold. I look at it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line in the Rashbam. Avalirabanan, the Rabbanon hold, you can give from one min to another. Lichadchila, you shouldn't do ein mafrishin. Vimasoi. You did it, you did it. Lichadchila, you should not do that, even though they hold it's good. Only b'di'evet.
Do you have to give truma daraisa on
vinegar? I don't know. That's a machlokas.
Wine is definitely daraisa.
It's a machlokas about that. We had that a million times. What daraisa for truma? Oh, I don't know. So that might be the issue. Right, there could be the argument about that. So according to Rabbi Huda, I think it's Rabbi Huda, it's two separate meaning. And you're not allowed to give, well, you can't give apples for oranges. You can't give true wine for vinegar. Because your abundance is the same, even if it's true meaning, you're allowed to do it, but only be the other. Okay. Now, we didn't even get to the Gemara yet. And then what happens? The guy, you find out that the wine really turned to vinegar. So the Tosefta is very cryptic. The Tosefta says, "Kol gimul yom vaday," the first 3 days vaday, mikan ve'elich safek. Then after that, it's a safek. So Mike, Amr, what does that mean? What do those words mean? So there's a machlokas what those words mean. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, hachikamer, kol gimul yom mishonim, the first 3 days vaday yayin, it's for sure wine. Mikan ve'elich safek. After that, it's a safek. My time of why? Because chamra, wine, me'iloi okar. Wine starts to turn sour from the top of the barrel. V'hai te'ime, you tasted it. That's what Tosa says. It says that you tasted it. What do you mean, you smelled it? That's not the word. That's not the te'ime doesn't mean smell. V'hai te'ime, you tasted it, v'lo okar. Nothing wrong. You tasted a good wine. Im tim tzolomar basar te'ime okar have. If you want to tell me that the first thing that goes is the smell, so then fine. Recha chala uti'ime chamra. It smelled like wine. It smelled like vinegar, but it still tasted like wine. V'chol recha chala uti'ime chamra. Chamra is a din of wine. So again, so when the Rashbam fleshes it out, what he says is as follows. Let's say, when you tasted it, it tastes like wine. The second you left the barrel, it started to turn. That instant. So you still have 3 days. Because it takes 3 days for it to be called not wine. That takes 3 days. A 3-day process. How do we know that? It's just an assumption. The Rashbam says, they assumed it was a 3-day process. So for those 3 days, it's vaday wine. No shayla about that. After that, it's a suffix. So if you gave truma during those first 3 days, you're safe. After those 3 days, the Rashbam says to give truma again. Truma is suffix. Because it's a suffix. Okay? No, it doesn't make sense?
How do you even know it's vinegar? The coin said it's vinegar? How do you
look at it, you taste it. So what's this?
You checked it, it was wine. And then you give it, right?
What? You tasted it? You left that in your house. Because that's going to be the barrel that you... Right. So you tasted it. It tasted fine. Perfect. Excellent. Take your wine, go, have a good day. Then you come back a week later. Whoa, what's this?
Oh, so what did you
turn? Right. So it just turns vinegar. So now when did it turn? If it turned... If you gave the truma the first 3 days of when you last time you tasted it, we say it's fine. Because when you tasted it, it was wine. So even if it turned, the instant you put your hand down, the instant you put the lid back on, it started to turn, even if it already smelled like vinegar, says the Gemara, even if it smells already like vinegar, but as long as it tastes like wine, that takes 3 days. Right? So even if it started to turn, the second you put your hand down, you still have 3 days. You gave truma that afternoon. You're safe. You waited a week because you slept around. Now a week, now ready to suffer. Right?
Even if the coin tells you that it's vinegar.
No, we're not talking about the coin's barrel. We're talking about your barrel.
Do you use?
Right. Oh, so the that's the thing. You bring it to the coin a week later. The coin says it's vinegar. What'd you do to me? Right. So, oh, what did I do? It turned vinegar. All right. Now you have to cheshbon out. When did I give truma last? Well, I tasted it 14 days ago. Okay. So anytime in the next 3 days after that, it's no problem. After that already, I have a problem. Then you have to redo everything. But those first 3 days are good. Why? Again, because even if it smelled bad, as long as it didn't taste bad, it takes 3 days for it to turn. Those 3 days, everything you gave is fine. You don't have to re-give it. It turns to vinegar, that's life. Reshub and Levi Amar, the exact opposite. Kol gimel yom ha'achronim vaday chometz. No, the last three days, is vaday vinegar. There's no shayla about that. Mikan ulahalon, anything before that is a suffix. Anything before that is a suffix. Even though the Tosefta made a statement, mikan lahalech. Now they're changing it to mean mikan lahalon. We're going backwards. Right, we're going backwards. But we could do that. Right. Right. So now we go back 3 days. Anything done in the past 3 days, a big problem. Before that, that's a suffix. Why? What's the reason for that? The exact opposite reason. My timer, what's the reason? Chamra mitatoy okar. The wine starts to turn sour at the bottom. Says the Rashbam, this is an unnecessary statement. He could even agree. The Gemara is going to say it. The emar okar v'lavadaite. But But it could be that it started to turn into vinegar. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. Vimtim tzolomar mi'iloi okar. Even if you want to say that it turns bad starting from the top, like Rabbi Yochanan held. V'hati'ime, but you tasted it. V'lo okar. And it didn't taste anything bad to you. It tasted like wine. V'dilma basar ti'ime okar. So maybe we follow the taste. Have a recha chala, it smelled like wine. Uti'ime chamra, and it tasted like I'm sorry. Recha chala, it smelled like vinegar. Uti'ime chamra, but it tasted like wine. Vireche chala, and if it smells like vinegar, uti'ime chamra, but it tastes like wine. Chala, he holds, that's considered vinegar. So, when you open it now, and you take, it's for sure vinegar. That's no shaila about that, it's vinegar. So what do we say now? Well, for the 3 days before, it was also vada vinegar. Why? Because the last time you tasted it, even if it tasted like wine, it still smelled like vinegar. And therefore, it was already vinegar then. That's already maybe we'll take the suffix, but for 3 days, it's for sure vada. And therefore, anything you gave those 3 days, you have to do over. That's not even good at all. For 3 days before that, it's a suffix. Okay? So it's a machlokas. The Southerners, this doesn't mean the Confederacy, it means the Southerners of Eretz Yisrael, they had a different vart than Rav Shua ben Levi. They had a vart as follows. Rishonim, the first 3 days, Vadayayim. That they agree with Rav Yochanan. That's Vadayayim. Achronim, the last 3 days, it's Vaday Chometz. That's for sure vinegar. And the Shosofik is MCEM Suffolk. The middle days are a Suffolk. Now it's completely inconsistent. You can't have opposite cheetahs. So you want to say gupa kasha. That doesn't make any sense. Omar, the first you said, Rishonim Vadayayim. The first 3 days, it's for sure wine. Alma, what do you see? Recha chola v'tiyame chamra chamra. That if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, has a din of wine. V'hadar Omar, then you say, wait a minute, Achronim Vaday Chometz. The last 3 days, it's Vaday Chometz. What do you see? Alma, what do you see? Recha chola. If it smells like vinegar, u'tiyame chamra, but it tastes like wine, Chala, to have the din of vinegar. How could that be? So the Gemara says, you know how it could be? I'll tell you how it could be. Kigon, for example, the ishtachek chala sefikta. When you open the barrel, it is extremely strong odor of vinegar. Very strong odor of vinegar. Not your normal, it's really strong. Which means, it's been there for a while. Therefore, di lav de akar flasi yome. If not, if this wouldn't have happened 3 days ago, we'll have mishtachi chala sefikta. It wouldn't be so strong. What? Very subjective. Right, it's very subjective. Right. It's very subjective. So either, also, it can't be that they're arguing on Metzius. Which is what it seems like. What's the story? How does wine turn sour? That's not a shmachlokas. Wine turns sour the following way. Right? That's not a suffix. So what's exactly going on over here? Not sure.
When you give it, how does it smell and taste? I mean,
what?
You're saying you check it a week later. When you actually gave it to the Kohen, how does it taste?
You don't check it then. You check it when you mafresh it. When the Kohen comes to pick it up, it's a separate thing. We had already, Gemara, which is going to come up again, I sell you wine. And you come home and it turns vinegar. You're ripping me off, you're selling me vinegar. We had already that issue. What do you mean? But when you picked it up, it was wine. We're going to have that in a minute. We had that already. So here, I'm not for shit in my living room.
Yeah,
when you come, I don't know how it smells,
wine.
But it tastes like wine. I tasted it.
I tasted it.
It tastes like wine. Excellent. I can give truma from this. The corn comes 5 days later. What is this? It's pure vinegar. Then what do you do? So, we got into this discussion because we asked a question. If it's starting to turn vinegary, what bracha do you make on it? Do you make a habor priyagofen or shahakol? So, kiman poshetle. So, Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosef, nu, what do you say? He says, listen, I don't know about Amaroy, I have a tosefta. So now we had to hold Omer on tosefta. Now what's the bottom line? So, how did he answer him? What was the answer? So, to machlokas. Pligi bar of Mori Rav Zvid, chadamar kirby yocharon, the chadamar kirby shua ben Levi. Right? One holds like Rabbi Yochanan, one holds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Says Rashbam, Nirali, the other like Rabbi Yochanan. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? That would mean that you make a Habor Priya Gofen. Why? The Hadarom, Mishnah Devashu Belevi, Kaimi Kavate. Because even the Salavis agreed with that, with me. Even they agreed. The only reason they had a different Shita was because the wine was, because the vinegar was very, very smelly. But even they agree with me. So therefore, the response is, if more people are agreeing with that Shita, I'm going to pass them like that Shita. Okay. Next. Itmar, this is your issue. Hamorah Chavez Yayin Lechaveiro. If somebody sells wine to his friend, vihichmitza, and what happens to the wine? It turns into vinegar. Now, we have to stop right here and go to the Rashbam, because you got to get the case down. So, Hamoch, it's Amar Rav. Amar Rav, let's read one more line in the Gemara. Amar Rav, Kol Gimel Yom Rishonim, the first 3 days, Bereshus Mocher. It's considered the seller's, and we're going to see, even if the buyer has it. In other words, I bought wine from you. I'm taking it home. For the first 3 days, regarding the din of whether or not it turns sour, it's considered the seller's. Mikan ve'elech b'shus lokeach. After that, it's considered the buyer's. What's going on? Look at the Rashbam. The last Rashbam on the page. It's long, but it'll... Right. Amar Rav. Kol gimel yom rishonim re'en g'shus mochi. Everyone have it? Shadavar yedua. Everybody knows. Sh'en hayayin machmitz pachas megimel yomim mishehitzchil ha'reach re'ach chometz. Everybody knows it takes 3 days. So when you come to buy the wine, and you taste it, it tastes like wine. Right? So everybody knows that it takes 3 days now. And you agreed to buy it. Why? You're making a party that night, so it'll all be gone by then. So you don't need to, I don't care what happens in 4 days from now. Right now it's going to be wine. So, the unihi, nami, it's also true, the reichi chal of a time recham rechamru, if it smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine, has a din of wine. Afilu hachi, bachrayis mocheru, it's still the mocher's responsibility. Why? Shaharei niskalkel kvar birushuso. Why? Because it started to turn bad in my rishus. The seller's rishus. Why? Because it turned bad within 3 days. So at the time I had it, it already started to go bad in my rishus. Ukamisha machal chometz dami. It's as if I sold vinegar. Why? Because it started bad in my rishus. We're continuing the bad even though you bought it. Even though you're having a party tonight, the whole thing's going to be gone. Serving it to everybody, it's going to be gone. The vadai mishehitzchi lahariyah chometz. Since it started to smell bad, sofo lehayaseis chometz. It's going to end up being bad. V'dami l'mocher yayin v'nimtza chometz. It's as if a case of, I sold you wine, and it turns out to be chometz. D'tna b'mocher sasfina. We had this. This is not more than 15 days ago that we had this case. Right? On Pei Gimel. Now we're on Tzadik Vav. Right? D'hu mekachtos. We said that was a mekachtos. Afal pi. Sheshasa hamenu lokeach. V'lo tombo rea chometz kishalacho. Even though you bought it. And you didn't taste any vinegar. Afilu hachi, kivan shehichmitz toch gimel, hadova yedua, it's a well-known thing, shdibashas, mechira, haverecha, chala. At the time of the sale, it already smelled bad, it's just only a matter of time, therefore it's considered the seller's fault. More than 3 days, it's the buyer's fault. Buyer's loss. Okay? That's Rav. Okay? Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel says, wait a minute, absolutely not. Chamra akaspa demare shavar. Wine is resting on the shoulders of the buyer. Well, the wine is resting on the shoulders of the buyer. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. Shmuel Amar ain't a chayev achriyuso. The seller's not responsible. Afal pi shehichmitz pesot chavah shel mocher. Even though it turned sour in the barrel of the seller, the seller is still not responsible. Why? Mishum de chamra agaba de garver shavar. Because the wine is resting on the buyer's shoulder. What does that mean? I mean, al kesef ha'adam medaleg. It's jumping, really. It's jumping on the shoulder. Klomar, mazlo goren. It's the mazel of the buyer. What do you want from the seller? It's the mazel of the buyer. Chet shal ha'balayayin. It's the chet of the balayayin. Why does your wine turn sour? Because that's the nature? No, because Hashem made it that way. Right? It's the chet of the buyer. It's the buyer's fault. He brings a pasuk. But then afkon lekamon midiksev afki yayin bogade. Yayin could be the treachery. In other words, your wine turns sour because you're treacherous. You're a balchet. Your wine turns sour. What do you want from the poor seller? He sold you wine. What do you want from the guy? The fact that it turns within 3 days? Yeah, because the buyer was a balchet, so of course it turned bad. Hashem's giving it to him. V'hilkach, therefore poter mocher. The mocher is poter. The amale mochel lokeach lesser didach kagarim. It's not your fault, and it's not my fault that it turned bad. It's your fault. If you wouldn't be such a balavera, this never would have happened. Then he says in parentheses, Kach Shemati Mirbeni Zikni, that's what I heard from my grandfather, whose name, by the way, was Rashi, Bab Metzia. Fine. Asks the Tosfos on the Rashbam, what kind of pshat is this? Tosfos says, wait a minute, if it's true that it's the mazel, then why did the Gemara say that? Why did Shmuel say that? We're going to have it soon. Mazel Gorim. What kind of lashon is this? It jumped on the shoulder. What kind of lashon is that? Just say, mazel was Gorim. Right? Like we're going to say on Daf Tad Ches, 2 days from now, we're going to say, mazel's Gorim. What kind of funny lashon is this? That's one question he asks. The second question he asks is, he asks three questions. No, that question I don't understand. If that's true, then how can Rabbi Yochanan say at Rabbi Aleph that if you taste the wine, you have 3 days? Right? Well, maybe Mazel's Gorim. Tosfos rejects, Tosfos has nothing to do with Mazel Gorim. You know what has to do with? Since when you took it home, you put it on your shoulder. After all, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara uses Lashon of Akaspa Demare Shavar. It's jumping on a shoulder. You can jump it around with it at home, on your way home. Of course it's going to turn sour faster. You're moving it around so much. You're misusing it. Right? You have the spiritual...
What? It
gets bottle sick. It gets bottle sick. Oh, the wine guys know. It gets bottle sick. You don't throw a bottle around. Oh, you don't do that. You don't shake it up. Of course it's going to turn sour. Not mazel chet. None of that. None of that stuff. It's very simple. Very poshut. None of that superstitious. No. You misuse the wine. So of course it's your fault. Right? That's all it means. That what it means is Shayayin Bishosh and Noso Halokeach Al Kasvaya Vahalicho, at the time you put it on your shoulder to take it home, Lebeso, Hiskalkel. It got ruined. Why? Shal Yidehananam Shabaderach Miher Lahachmit. You jump it around with it, it's gonna get spoiled much faster. It's gonna be your fault. You're gonna come back to the seller, you sold me junk. Well, you wouldn't have done that. That wouldn't have happened. Says the Meiri, if all that is true, let's say you didn't do that. You didn't do that. It took it home like a mensch. Then you would not be. Then you could go back to the seller and say, "Listen, you sold me junk. Why? I didn't misuse it." According to the Rashbam, no. We say you're a chet, you're a bal chet. No, too bad. According to the Meiri, says if Tosfos is correct, then it should depend on what you do with it when you got it. Did you dump it, throw it around, shake it up? What's it called? Bottle what?
Bottle sick.
You made a bottle sick, or no, listen, I didn't do that. So that would actually depend. Shmuel would agree. Shmuel would agree, says the Be'iri. Shmuel would agree, according to Tosfos' pshat, Shmuel would agree that if you don't make it bottle sick, you can come back to the seller and get a refund. Okay?
This halacha is unique to wine.
Oh, Amar Rav Yosef Uvda Kavase Birav B'Shichra. Rav Paskin this way, I'm sorry, Rav Yosef Paskin in a similar case, like Rav, when it came to beer, Ushmuel Mekavase the Shmuel B'Chamra. But Shmuel, when it came to wine, the Hilchas Hakavasei to Shmuel, and we're passing like Shmuel. What's the difference between beer and wine? So Tosfos says, according to the Rashbam, right? According to the Rashbam, now who says it has to do with mazel, what would Shmuel say about beer? In other words, why on earth is Rabbi Yosef passing? Why is Rabbi Yosef passing like Rav by beer? So he says, what do you want to tell me? Because the wine. The only time this treachery is by wine, because the pasuk in Habakkuk mentions yayin, but Hashem would never do that to you. He'd never do that to you on something that's not wine. He'd never make your beer turn sour. That what you want to say, Tosfos? That's what you want to say. It's a little bit of a dochik. No? If Hashem's giving it to you, he's giving it to you no matter what you're involved in. Whether you sell wine or beer or potato chips, if you're supposed to get pun, Hashem will give it to you. So that's hard, difficult to say, no? Difficult pshat. Tosfos struggles with that. That's difficult to say that. He does say that. That's the only way he gets out of it. Because the only time that Hashem will do that to you is by Yayin. The Ramban, Ritva said, no, that's wine's an example. Wine was the biggest commodity in those days. And what if you sell Coca-Cola? That's not going to happen. Lavdafka. Right? But if that's true that we're saying it couldn't apply to anything, then why is Rabbi Yosef Mechalek between wine and beer? There's no answer to that question. Why is he mechalek? Unless you could say, there's no such thing, according to Rashbam, there's no answer. According to Tosfos, you could say, there's no such thing as bottle sick by beer. That you could say, there's no such thing. Shake it up, doesn't make a difference. Only by wine it makes a difference. Doesn't make a difference. You can't come... What? Right. Born on. The born on date. So, according to Rashbam, according to Tosfos, that would never be an issue. then the Taka, you hold like Rav. Why? Because what can I say? Am I fault? It doesn't make a difference what I do with it. I can shake it up all I want. So, according to Rashbam, it's a very difficult pshat over here. I don't know, they leave it Betzal Rechiyan on the Rashbam, but what's he saying? What's the difference between wine and vinegar? Wine and beer? What's the difference between wine and beer? You want to tell me only wine? The Tosa says that. The Ramban says, the Ritvasa, why should it make a difference? Because the Pasuk said, yai, big deal. Hashem, right? If you're a Balchet, whatever you're involved in, you're gonna get losses, right? Till you improve your ways. So only wine, hard to say. If you're not going to say that, then what's the difference between wine and beer? So that's how they leave it. No, we don't say that. No, no way. Tough luck. You bought it. Only here because it takes time for it to happen. So the whole shot, when did it happen, really? Did it happen? So the Rishbam said it, I'm an Aleph. The minute, if it starts to already turn bad, it's considered if it turned bad on my property. You bought it already? Doesn't make a difference. Right? Tana Rabbanan. Next. Echad Sheikhar Tamarim. Whether it's beer of dates. The Echad Sheikhar Saorim. Or beer of barley, which is what we call beer. The Echad Shomer Yayin. Or the sediments of wine. The Baruch Aleim Shakon Yabidvaro. You make a Shahakal. Why do you make a Shahakal? You don't make. On tomorrow, on the beer of dates, you don't make a ba'it. On the beer of barley, you don't make a mizonos. And on the beer and on the sediments of wine, you don't make a hagafen. Right? Tosfos says, well, why don't you make a bar pre-minim mizonos on beer? Why don't you?
It's changed.
That's not how you should. Every liquid in the world, on orange juice, you make a shahakal. On apple juice, you make a shahakal. So how come on barley juice, you don't make a shahakal? It's improved. We always view juice as a demotion. It's demoted. The juice is inferior to the fruit. So on an orange, you make a ha'et. On orange juice, you make a shahakal. So how come by beer, you don't make a mazonos? You go making it. Oh, that's a Tosa's answer. It's not the final stage. What's the final stage?
Bread.
So since the beer is only going on the way, it's only halfway up the ladder, you don't make a mizonos. That's one answer Tosfos gives. I saw one of the Achronim said, Rashi says, if you eat wheat kernels, you make a shahakal. Same reason. Why? It's not the final stage. Why? It's not making bread out of it. That's one answer Tosfos gives. The second answer Tosfos gives, it's a little Tosfos, the echad, one line Tosfos. Delo ishtani li'iluye. You see the Tosfos, the echad sheikhim sh'orim. Delo ishtani li'iluye. You didn't make it as good as you could make it. The ish le'iluye achrina b'pas. You can make bread out of it. So it's not the ode also dame yemar the sari ikker alma my ikker. Who said the beer is the ikker? Maybe the water is the ikker. The Achronim explained because it's clear. The beer is see through. So who said the beer is such a vital ingredient? Even if you hold like Shmuel, who says any time you have a chameshes mini dagon, you automatically make a mizonos. I don't care if it's a just for show or for whatever it is, even he would hold you make a shahakal on beer. Why? Because it's not even that. Not even that. By the way, the only nafka mina, the only difference is, besides the bracha achrona, the big, huge nafka mina, whether beer is a mizonos or not. Anyone know? The huge nafka mina. The answer is sukkah. If you make a mizonos on beer, you have to eat and drink it in the sukkah. If you make a shahakal, you don't have to. You want to be machmer 100%, you can be machmer. But is it a chiv? You don't eat cake outside the sukkah. It's a chiv to eat it in the sukkah. Why? Chavish min edavah. What about beer? If it's a mizonos, you have to eat in the sukkah. So I have no question in my mind there are machmir about this. I have no question there are. But Tosfos clearly says, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah holds us to also make a shahakal. Because he says, even if the beer is so much that you have a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, which is another stage of something being considered more chashuv, the kezayis, I can drink so much beer, the time it takes to eat a kezayis, a kedechilas pras, whatever, 3 to 9 minutes, I can have a kezayis of barley, I'll drink a crazy amount, you still make a shahakal, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? It's not a mizonos. I don't care what you tell them, it's not a mizonos. Right? So that's I don't know if you have beer gemaras, everybody's always interested. It's always exciting. Okay. Acherim omrim, others say, the acherim say, shmarim, Shiyeshim tam yayin. If the sediments have a taste of wine, mevarech olam bor priya guffin. You do make a bor priya guffin. And that's the shukhar ach paskins like that. Rabbi Yosef says, "Ein alacha kacherim." We don't hold it to acherim. Okay. Amar Rava, Okay, now this Gemara is very, very difficult, but it's very short. The Kuli Alma, everybody holds, Rama Tlasa, if you have three parts of wine, those days the wine had to be diluted. So you have three parts wine. Three parts water. Then you have the sediments, the wine dregs, the sediments, which you're going to make wine out of it now with these three cups of water. V'asa arba chamrahu. You make four cups of wine because the wine's so strong that you're able to get another cup of wine out of the three cups of water. You can get four cups of wine. Then everybody holds that's good. Why? Rava l'taimei, dama rava, kol chamra, all wine, delo dori al chad plas maya, lav chamru. If it's not a ratio of 3-1, it's not considered wine. Rami tlasa v'asa tlasa, but if you have three cups of water and you only get three cups out of it, lo klovi, that's nothing. Klip hipligi, what's the machlokes? Dirama tlasa, you have three, v'asa tlasu palga, and you're able to squeeze out 3.5. Darabanan savri, darabanan hold, tlasa ayil. You sent in three cups of water, tlasa nafik, you got three cups of wine out of that. Pashle palga, what about the extra half? You have an extra half now of wine. Palga b'shita, palga maya, v'lo klumhi. You have 1/2 against 6 halves of water, because it's 3 cups. That's nothing. That's too small. The acherim safri, the exact opposite way. Tlasa ul, I put in 3 cups. Train upalga, nothing. I got 2.5 cups out of that. Pashle kuza, I have what's a kuza? Kos? A full cup. The kuza betray upalga, chamim al yahu. And a cup with 2.5 ingredients of wine is considered good. I don't know what that means. Water is considered good wine. I don't know what that means. I don't know what's going on here. I just don't know. I don't know the betzias. So, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on here. The measurement. So I have 3 cups of water. I put in wine, and now I have 2.5 cups of wine?
The garbage.
And to make wine out of it. So I had 3 cups of water. Then where'd the other half a cup go? Where'd it go? I added ingredients to make it into wine. So what happened?
No, two and a half.
Three and a half. So I have 3.5. So
you have 2.5 that comes out of water.
Three and a half. So I have an extra half now.
No, extra half.
So what's the deal with that extra half? So the Rabbanan say it's no good. Why? The ratio is too small. And this other person says, the Acherim say it's good. Why? Because this extra half is, you don't view it from the perspective of the water, you view it from the perspective of the wine, and it's going to be good wine. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll tomorrow have more dinim of wine. Everybody have a good day.